And so Abby is going to talk to us about grounding business development in assets and how to achieve financial sustainability while supporting stewardship.
And I will talk about the big building that I live in that most people just ask, how do you heat it? The number one question. I get that towards the end. As we discussed, Pennsylvania Wilds has a really large footprint in Pennsylvania. We're just about the size of Massachusetts. So we cover a quarter of the Commonwealth, and we only have 4% of the population. Our largest city has about 30,000 people in it. That's why when you refer to your 100,000 population as a town, I was like, okay, all right. So we have lots and lots of space, lots of wonderful natural assets, but the actual population living there is very low. We don't really have a lot of population centers. And there's a bit of push and pull just to be able to get around within the region. It takes about 4 hours to drive from one side to the other. So our organization, the Pennsylvania Wilds Center for Entrepreneurship, we really look at ways on how we can be able to utilize these assets as a way to grow and strengthen our communities. As many rural towns are facing, we're looking at serious population decline. By 2030, we'll have lost 40,000 people in our area. Many of our counties, the death rate has surpassed the birth rate. Serious out-migration issues. I mean, really basically the same things that every rural town is facing. We just have a bit of a larger area around it that we're working with. And so our work is very much generational. We want to be able to pass off what we're doing because, of course, we want our children to have a place to be able to grow up in and be proud of where they're living. So any projects, any programs we take on from the start, we integrate how we're going to be able to sustain it long term. We look at graded funding. So there is, although we're designated on the state level as both a tourism region and a conservation landscape by two different state entities, we're nowhere in the state budget as any type of line item. So we grade our funding through state funding and grants, federal grants, local giving, and then revenue streams that we build around our different programs and projects. And as the external lead through DCNR, as the conservation landscape, we work very closely with DCNR through a granting program that funds us to be the conservation landscape. And we also work with the Pennsylvania Wilds Planning Team, which is actually an intergovernmental cooperative agreement that was formed, I want to say around 2005 or 2006, so that these counties all got together, signed this into legislation, and said, yes, they are part of the PA Wilds, and they will work to help keep moving the PA Wilds forward. I could have an entire presentation just around the partnerships and the stakeholders and the different networks and groups that have come together to move this effort. It started in around 2003, but I'm not going to today because of time limits. I'm more than happy to talk to you about it. Meredith Hill's here, Lauren's here. There are different representatives from PA Wilds and DCNR that can talk about how this kind of grew, but without a doubt, we would not be able to do, our center would not be able to do what we do today without this type of initial volunteerism and groundwork. So, marrying conservation and economic development in a way that inspires our communities, what does that look like? What does that even mean? So, what it means is we've basically been building an economic, an entrepreneurial ecosystem. And so we have five main components to how we make our ecosystem work. So the first is we have a long-term agreement with the state of Pennsylvania to be able to generate revenue through the trademark and copyright of using the PA Wilds logo. So we actually, anytime licensed products are sold, we have a licensing program, that revenue is able to come back into helping us sustain our mission. We have a value chain, which right now is a network of hundreds of local businesses that work together to help grow the PA Wilds brand and their businesses. We have an omnichannel commerce platform called the Pennsylvania Wilds Conservation Shop, which both has an online store and brick and mortar presence, where we sell products from our value chain. So in order to be able to sell through this shop, you have to be a member of the Wilds Cooperative. Then we have sustained lifestyle marketing to be able to promote visitation throughout the region, to have people coming back to buy our products, to use the services to visit our local businesses. And then we have professional development that we help our businesses grow through different types of referrals, networking, and business opportunities. And we work really closely with other partners where that's really their wheelhouse, that we can help make those connections, whether it be funding or working with SBDC on creating and growing a business. So in order to kind of talk a little bit more about the Wilds Cooperative and how we built this value chain, I'll start tell you how it started. It started in 2008 as an artisan trail. At that time it was called the PA Wilds Artisan Trail. It was really developed as a way to sell local products based on the fact that they are made in the PA Wilds. So really talking about being proudly made in the Pennsylvania Wilds. It was seen through other research and other place-based brands that this has great value in local products. So we created this artisan trail also to encourage tourism and get this kind of momentum going behind this idea. The main thing that the Artisan Trail did really was connect artists who went through a jury program to be designated as a PA Wilds artisan and retail locations, mainly galleries or small nonprofit locations that were working on commission with artists. So no inventory was really bought upfront. It's more of ways of people making local products to find places to sell them. So there was a lot of success through this program. It really built the foundation of what's now our value chain. It really did create that value around the PA Wilds made brand. There were hang tags. People were noticing that things that had hang tags were selling better than those without. Visitors, people coming to the area really liked the idea of buying something locally made. And it was a really, it was a tangible program. It was something people could see and could get behind. You know, this idea of the Pennsylvania Wilds kind of came into the region, but no one really got it. What are people doing? They couldn't see things on the ground. And this was something that people could actually touch and feel and understand. But it also had misses. So a trail concept, when you are working on such a large landscape, can get really, really difficult. So I think at this point from that trail map, there were 30 different designated trail spots. You know, if you imagine if Massachusetts was promoting come visit 30 different locations across our entire state. Kind of gets a little tougher to get people moving around, especially just in travel time. Anyone who prints a trail map knows that you put it to print and about 25 seconds later there's business that falls off or someone new that should be on the map. So it was really hard, especially with a volunteer run committee, to be able to keep up with the turnover. And we were really missing the opportunity to engage other businesses outside of the artists and these galleries and retail locations. We knew that there were other businesses supporting place-based marketing and outdoor rec, but there wasn't really a way for them to fit. So overall, it was really a linear idea for what was really a more multidimensional problem. So we went back to the drawing board. We hired a creative firm to be able to look at rebranding the Artisan Trail, with really focusing on how we can develop it out to have more opportunities for place-based businesses and also have a way to create more platforms and markets for them. So as we did that, we realized that we were really solidifying a value chain. And just about the same time as we were rebranding the Artisan Trail, DCNR came to us and said, we're opening up in the summer of 2016. We're opening a new visitor center at Kinzu Bridge State Park. There's a space in it for a retail shop. We don't do retail, but we know you have these connections to local producers. Would you think about running this retail shop? So the executive director and I looked at each other and we said, well, sure, of course. And so we said yes to this opportunity. At that point, we had no physical location at all. We had experience in retail, but this was not anything that was anywhere in any of our forecasting or strategic plan. So we kind of refocused, and we were able to put together the Pennsylvania Wilds Conservation Shop as a program. It was really key to us because parks have shoulder seasons, to be able to make sure that whatever we developed for this shop also had a line online component, so that seamlessly we could still be doing sales when the shop was slower and have more of a market opportunity. At the same time, we applied for and received ARC Power Grant funding to be able to reboot regional marketing, with the idea that long-term we would sustain these marketing efforts from the profits that came from the gift shop, so that we would build in that sustainability, because obviously the more people that come to the area and are buying our products, then we can feed it right back into marketing and keep that going. So as we were doing this, we weren't really completely aware that value chain was even a concept. Even though we were building this, we didn't realize that it is something that's completely built out. Wealthworks.org has a great plan for it. It's a website that has pretty much everything you would need to be able to put together a value chain. And the thing that really resonated with us is that when you look at a value chain as opposed to a supply chain, you're looking at these eight different capitals. And as you work towards something to build up your value chain, you want to make sure that it doesn't sacrifice one of your other capitals. So even though financial is one of them, cultural, social, intellectual, individual, those are also just as important. So it can help you in strategically balancing, you know, that fine line between have something being loved to death or losing your local culture as you're looking to build something else out. So our entrepreneurial ecosystem really looks like the fact that we have our supply coming through our Wilds Cooperative as our value chain. So not only does the Wilds Cooperative supply the producers of different products that we're selling, but these are also the local businesses that we're pushing people out to expand their experience. So you're done hiking that trail for the day, or you've seen Kinzu Bridge. Now why don't you go down the street? You can have dinner here. You can go stay at this B&B. You can, you know, you're now expanding your experience. So they're all part of the Wilds Cooperative. We have our market. By having our shop, we're able to sell the products. We buy all of our inventory straight out. We don't do anything commission. And then we have demand. You know, we're bringing the people in through our marketing, which then helps feed the system and keep it growing. So we've seen really amazing results. So this is from October 20th. So our fiscal year starts in July. So at that point, we were already up to $204,000 in sales. It's about a 700 square foot space, and these are PA Wilds made products that people are buying. We've seen increased revenue. We're up overall about 85% over last year. And at the bottom, since we use Shopify and our point of sale was directly related to our e-commerce, we can also really see how we're moving our products online. We've also, which means we've invested since 2016, just over $200,000 in our local producers. And so we also do a buyer's market, which helps to connect these local products to the local retailers or larger than that. And as we're able to show sales results like this, this also makes other smaller businesses more likely to start buying from their local producers because they understand that people do find value in it. I mean, one of the models that we kind of helps push how we curate our goods in our shop is that if you've ever been to Niagara Falls, you walk out, you're just impressed by everything that you see, you're just in awe, and then you go into the gift shop and you're completely underwhelmed. You see knickknacks and things that could be from anywhere in the world. Like, they literally just put Niagara Falls on it. So we just wanted to make sure that we weren't running down that path, and the customers in our shop have responded and they agree. So this is just a selection of some of the things that We sell obviously licensed PA Wells products because that's another revenue stream coming back in. And we're working with artists and producers to be able to also kind of focus some of their lines that are more geared towards the asset where we sell them so that they can kind of do some easier mass production things that help supplement maybe some of the finer art that they also work on. And this is, these are a couple photographs from our conservation shop at Kin Zoo. We have, you know, our advertising campaign right now is always more to explore. So we have banners and a map that talk about the Pennsylvania Wilds. Every t-shirt comes with a sticker for the Pennsylvania Wilds and talks about our messaging of what the conservation shop is doing. And we also, along the back wall right there, that's our checkout. Those are all photographs of our producers, so that when someone's buying something, our staff is already trained to be able to say, oh, this came from Miller's Maple. You could take Route 6 and be able to see where this maple syrup came from and continue telling the story. And we actually received funding to do that project because it's also a traveling exhibit through our State Arts Council. So we've been able to kind of leverage telling our story through different ways. Oh, there we go. So here's some results from our pilot. Increased sales, increased visitation to our website, and we've had private sector companies like Straw Brewery, who is one of the third oldest family-run breweries in the United States. They've actually created an outdoor venture series based around PA Wilds points. They have GPS coordinates on their bottles so that people can, yes, it's fun. So, and then membership in the Wilds Cooperative has doubled. And our growth plan. So we want to continue, licensing efforts. I Love New York makes $30 million a year on their brand. Would love to hit those numbers, but even close is good, right? So we're working with different organizations to help scout more producers to help sell to our value through our commerce platform. We found this summer we had so much sales that a lot of the producers really had a hard time keeping up with it, especially if you're a potter and all of a sudden you're having to crank out 200 mugs, you know, in 3 weeks, something that you weren't anticipating. It puts a strain. So we have our first flagship store. We're actually looking to expand to two more locations so that we can use them as learning labs to eventually build out an affiliate model that's sort of on franchise principles so that we can have an even further reach for locations, and to continue with our lifestyle marketing through profits from the conservation shop. And we're in the process of establishing a media lab, which will be a business incubator. We'll have a photography studio, audiovisual component, so that people can work on their marketing materials so that we can further their sales, and also have different workshops and cohorts around helping them grow their business. So, almost done. There we go. And definitely, we can't even think about continuing this work without being able to have these strategic, collaborative partnerships and stakeholders. We have both a 3-year strategic plan and our annual report are located on pawildcenter.org. These are other websites to learn about what we're doing. And of course, if you need some PA Wilds gear, go to shoppawilds.com, open 365 days a year. And again, also, if you're looking at a value chain concept, WealthWorks has an amazing amount of information. I'm pretty sure they also have programs where they help in communities. And then